In April, one of Lansing's largest employers announced plans to bring 1,000 new jobs to the region. Jackson National Life Insurance Company will spend more than $100 million to double the size of its headquarters in Aladdin Township. Construction could begin later this year, pending a number of regulatory steps. The project represents steady growth in the insurance industry in Lansing. The announcement comes 2 years after the Accident Fund Insurance Company, just across the way from downtown, completed its new expansion here in downtown Lansing. Earlier, I spoke with Dave Zibel, the Assistant Vice President of Government Relations for Jackson National Life, and Danielle Robinson, Corporate Social Responsibility Program Manager. I first asked Dave Zibel about the market forces that are prompting Jackson National Life's big plans.
You probably remember back to 2000 when we moved into our current headquarters.
I do.
From South Lansing. We started in Lansing in 1976. We're actually over 50 years old as a company, but we established our presence in 76. In 2000, we outgrew, or about 1998, we outgrew the South Lansing location, so we needed a place to move to. We moved to our current headquarters on Okemos Road in Aladdin Township, and we expected that to be able to hold us for about 15 years before we had to start looking at an expansion. In 2008, the financial crisis hit, and the stock markets went down. People started being concerned about their money. All of us did. Like, what's going to happen to it? It's worth half of what it was last year. And Jackson, being a conservative, steady company, was a company that the advisors and the brokers looked at to put their clients' money into. So since 2008, we've been a company that's been in demand.
Update us on the Aladdin Township expansion then. Where are you right now? What governmental or civic hurdles need to be leapt at this point?
Well, yeah, with any kind of a project like this, there are always hurdles that have to be overcome. In Aladdin Township, the township and the city of Lansing are in the process of signing a Public Act 425 agreement. And what that does is it's a revenue-sharing type of an agreement. About 3 weeks ago, I think it was, they started the public hearings on that, and they've got 30 days for public to have comment, and then at the end of that 30 days, they can vote. So I think it's a week from Monday, they can vote on whether or not to do the 425. The 425 is necessary for Jackson because Lansing is supplying utilities to that site. Aladdin Township doesn't have utilities, water and sewer, to provide for Jackson. So
And some of the revenue you generate from that site goes back to the city of Lansing.
Yeah, the city, we are technically Lansing residents out there.
Okay.
So we pay city income taxes, we pay city property taxes. The city shares part of that tax revenue with the township, and the township actually receives more or realizes more revenue than it would if the city didn't enter the 425 with them.
Do you expect the township to approve?
I think so. We've got a great working relationship with them, a great working relationship with the city. We've been in the township now since 2000, and we've demonstrated that we are really good neighbors to have in the township.
Any feedback from nearby residents about the plan? Are there concerns being voiced over traffic impact, property values, any of that?
There will be some traffic impacts. We know that. We can anticipate that on our own. So traffic studies are being done. The residents, by and large, are very supportive of this project.
Okay. And a timeline for construction? In an ideal scenario, when would you break ground?
In an ideal scenario, it would be early fall.
The East Lansing City Council just approved your request for a tax credit to help you hire about 200 people at the site of the former Barnes & Noble bookstore in Grand River. $12 million project for Jackson National. Danielle Robinson, what work will take place there?
Well, in our East Lansing site, we're going to have mainly flexible work schedules for people who want part-time work. So someone might say, I want to work Monday, Friday, and some Thursdays. And then we'll have employees who can work those schedules there. It'll be particularly attractive, I think, to students, which is great because of our proximity to MSU's campus. We're really excited to be close there.
And Danielle, I understand many of your community activities will be managed in East Lansing as well?
That's right. We'll be moving our Jackson National Community Fund to the East Lansing site. And we're excited about that to help engage some of the younger workforce, some of the students that might be working at that site, and the community members who will be working there in our already robust charitable giving program. So one thing that Jackson offers its employees is a full day off to volunteer in the community. So it's a paid day that they can volunteer with any different organization that they want to. And we think that that's something that this workforce will also be interested in participating in. So we're excited about that.
You mentioned students, though. MSU college students?
Sure. These opportunities would be open and available to college students as well as local residents who are looking for part-time employment. And also, you know, they'd be able to engage in our community activities.
Is it data entry type positions, that kind of thing?
To begin with, they'll be working in our operations area, which will be perfectly set up for this kind of part-time, on-call, temporary work. But I think in the future, we have plans to also include IT, HR, and other more specific areas of focus.
Tell us about your profile in the community. I know you're a sponsor and have been involved in the Common Ground Festival, which is where we're at all this week. I know you've got a history you're pretty proud of in terms of community involvement. Tell us about that, Danielle.
Thanks. Well, we are pleased to sponsor Common Ground and have been involved since it began. It's a great community event that makes one of the things that makes Lansing just a great place to live and work. But through our Jackson National Community Fund, we give back to the communities where our employees work and live. And here in Lansing, we give over $1 million annually to support local nonprofits. We have a particular focus on at-risk youth and older adults. So a lot of our work is focused in that area. So through grants, employee matching gifts, and sponsorships, we support all those nonprofits. But in addition to the financial gifts that we give, we're most proud of our employees' volunteer efforts. We, together as a company, last year volunteered nearly 7,000 hours. And we're just really proud of that. Our employees are generous people that, you know, we love having them at Jackson, but we also love having them be a part of the greater Lansing community.
Dave Zibel, the company has been a success, I think, by just about any measure over the course of, since the 70s, since it was grown. Is the trajectory still up over the longer term ahead, do you think?
That's what we expect, and that's one reason that we're doing this expansion. We're this 260,000 square foot building, once it's completed, will be able to hold upwards of 1,000 people, and we anticipate needing that many people in the future to keep up with the growth that we've experienced.
Dave Zibel is the Assistant Vice President of Government Relations for Jackson National Life, and Danielle Robinson is Corporate Social Responsibility Program Manager at Jackson National as well. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.